Incoming Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the 2016 election was stolen by Hannah Blow on May 12, 2022. Incoming White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre once said that the 2016 election, which saw former President Donald Trump besting Hillary Clinton, was stolen, a claim that is ironic, given the fact that Democrats routinely dismiss questions regarding malfeasance in the 2020 presidential election. Stolen emails, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of hashtag unprecedented Trump, Jean-Pierre said in December 2016. After years of accusations and investigations, it was ultimately concluded that there was no such collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, to the dismay of Trump's most ardent critics. However, many of these same Democrats have dismissed questions surrounding the 2020 election, where Democrats openly took advantage of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic to change election rules, as Mark Zuckerberg's millions poured into communities to bolster Biden, opening the door for mass voter fraud via ballot harvesting and mail-in votes. The following year, Jean-Pierre referred to Trump as an illegitimate president. This is far from the first controversial statement the incoming press secretary has said over the years. The former MSNBC political analyst often smeared political opponents, including Trump and Fox News, of being racist. As Breitbart News reported, her past remarks are significant, as Jean-Pierre is expected to take White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's place this week, surely facing questions from reporters at Fox News, a network she apparently believes is racist. Nevertheless, the far left has lauded her for making history as the first black woman and out LGBTQ individual to take on that role. What is more, Jean-Pierre is in a domestic partnership with Suzanne Malveau, a CNN anchor, further demonstrating the stunningly intertwined relationships between the establishment media and upper echelons in the Biden White House. Jean-Pierre also worked for the radical organization MoveOn.org and was among those who sounded the alarm after Trump took office, stoking racial flames by asserting that Trump's America was only for white straight males. During a January 2018 appearance on AM Joy, Jean-Pierre, who then served as MoveOn.org senior advisor and national spokesperson, claimed that Trump was a racist president who pushes his racism like a peacock. Friday marked Jen Psaki's final day as the White House press secretary.